CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning. In our headline, issues related to cybersecurity in Cameroon will be under scrutiny at a seminar to be chaired by the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minedli Bomlilikeng, today in Yaoundé under the theme, The Woman, a Key Player in the Promotion of Cybersecurity and Promoter of the Responsible Use of Social Media. That is our lone headline, now the news in full. We begin with this press release from the Ministry of External Relations. The Minister of External Relations hereby informs national and international public opinion that Mr. Volker Türk, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, shall be visiting Cameroon from the 5th to the 7th of August 2024 as special guest of the head of state. Activities earmarked shall include, amongst others, audiences with Cameroonian authorities, meetings with various national political stakeholders, a conference at the International Relations Institute of Cameroon, IRIC, under the theme Impact and Challenges of Human Rights in the Contemporary World, and the flagship event being the inauguration of the new headquarters of the United Nations Center for Human Rights and Democracy in Central Africa, based in Yaoundé. Mr. Volker Türk's visit to Cameroon follows a tradition of visits by high-level personalities of Cameroon to the OHCHR, particularly on the sidelines of high-level segments of the Human Rights Council sessions, which further contribute to strengthen cooperation ties between Cameroon and the OHCHR. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights was established in 1993 by the UN General Assembly and is tasked with promoting and protecting human rights all over the world in accordance with relevant international standards. This is signed the Minister of External Relations, Mbella Mbella. And back to our headline story, the Minister of Post and Telecommunications will chair a seminar to sensitize women in the public sector to matters related to cybersecurity in Cameroon at 8:30 a.m. today in the conference room of her ministry under the theme, The Woman, a Key in the Promotion of Cybersecurity and Promoter of the Responsible Use of Social Media. The event is organized by the Women's Association of the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications to launch activities of a project dubbed F Cybersecurity Cameroon, seeking to edify women from public structures on the stakes of digital transformation, especially issues related to cybersecurity. The seminar is in line with a nationwide campaign against cyber criminality and the responsible use of social media platforms. Here is our reporter, Colette Jani, with details of the situation of cyber criminality in the country.
In 2021 only, Cameroon lost CFA 12.2 billion to cybercrime, including losses from intrusion, scams, phishing, and banking card scamming. In order to address this, the government has put in place laws and regulations, as well as adopted the UN General Assembly resolutions on cybersecurity and criminality. To add to this, through the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, a series of sensitization campaigns are being organized across the country to create awareness, especially amongst youth, on the concept of cybersecurity and its importance in the development of Cameroon. Uk Cedric Ngba is a techpreneur who has been working closely with the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications on this project.
This campaign is about our youth, because our country wants the good youth, the good activities, have good idea, a good impression on social media.
Increased awareness and action at individual, corporate and state levels are crucial to safeguarding Cameroon's digital landscape.
In a related development, as young people prepare to secure their future through competitive examinations, towns like Yaoundé and Douala are witnessing a disturbing rise in online scams, with many websites selling fake handouts for these examinations and training programs. Rita Yosenbaum spoke with some IT specialists who, in the following report, cautioned students to stay alert against falling prey to fake online accounts.
If a seller isn't affiliated with any recognized organization, it is wise to think twice before making a purchase.
IT specialist Baldwin Tangwa stresses the importance of genuine sellers possessing a strong online presence and a satisfied customer base. He emphasizes that encountering negative feedback or complaints should serve as a red flag for students.
Authentic sellers will boast a strong online presence and satisfy customers. Pay heed to negative feedback or complaint.
The expert also highlights the issue of deceptive too-good-to-be-true offers, stating that quality study resources require dedication and time to produce, and if it appears overly simple, it likely isn't reliable.
If a seller promises guaranteed success or offers materials at an unbelievable low price, it is time to be cautious.
According to Baldwin, legitimate vendors offer transparent contact information, including phone numbers and email addresses, to establish credibility. As students gear up for competitive examinations, it is crucial for them to maintain vigilance and exercise caution against deceptive online practices.
Rita Yosembom reporting there. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotso, will have an audience with a delegation of Americans led by the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, today in Yaoundé. This will be during a meeting billed for 11 a.m. at the headquarters of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. In the meantime, Minister Monona Fotso will at 2 p.m. at the Yaoundé Morphebe Hotel preside over a partnership agreement signing ceremony between his ministry and the EMI Empire Association to support the implementation of the joint government's UN Youth Connect Cameroon program. A memorandum of understanding will be signed between officials of Elections Cameroon and those of the Frederick Herbert Foundation today in Yaoundé. The signing ceremony is scheduled for 10 a.m. at the head office of Elections Cameroon. Members of the steering committee of the project for the development and expansion of investment in the Benue Valley, dubbed the Viva Benue Project, meet today at the Yaoundé Jagar Palace Hotel at 9 a.m. The project was initiated by government to develop the vast potential of the land located in the Benue and Mayo Ray divisions and to take advantage of the water resources from the Benue and Faro rivers, as well as the reservoir at the Lagdo Dam, to scale up socioeconomic growth. The Minister of Public Health, Manalda Malashi, says the implementation of the first phase of the universal health coverage in all 10 regions of Cameroon is on a strong footing, with a budget of over 9.5 billion already pumped into the scheme. He was speaking this Monday as he chaired a press conference to edify members of the press on the evolution of the pilot phase of the universal health coverage in the country. He said that out of the 6 million Cameroonians targeted, close to 4 million have taken part in the pre-enrollment exercise, while about 3 million others have completed registration formalities to benefit from quality healthcare services. A key aspect of the initiative is ensuring Cameroonians have access to a healthcare voucher scheme, which permits them receive healthcare services at subsidized rates. Here now is a short excerpt of the declaration of Minister Manalda Malashi. Take a listen.
Cameroon is committed to improve access to health care and services for all, while guaranteeing the dignity of the people. It should be recalled that the health sector strategy 2020 and 2030 makes it clear in the following terms. Cameroon, a country where universal access to quality health services is ensured for all social classes by 2035. Among other things, this involves reducing out-of-pocket payments by households, pooling efforts and implementing solidarity in the provision of prevention and curative care for the population.
And in news out of the country, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to announce her running mate today, after 2 weeks of intense speculation as the U.S. hustles towards November's presidential election. Ms. Harris interviewed several top contenders in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, including Josh Shapiro, Tim Walz, and Mark Kelly. That's the end of the news, brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.